Just finishing up is the Vatican now, a five-day conference on aliens. Father Jonathan Morris, Fox News contributor, back with us. Father, good morning to you.
What a great movie that was.
It was a wonderful movie. Drew Barrymore and off she went. Did the Vatican find alien life?
You know what? As sensationalistic as that question sounds, it's really not that far off from what we've seen in the news over these last days. The pictures of what might have been Pope Benedict standing on the roof of the Sistine Chapel looking for UFOs. That's the type of images that this news conjures up. What is exceptional is that the Vatican was taking very seriously what science might tell us about the possibility of extraterrestrial intelligent life forms. That's what the conference was about. I can't tell you that the Vatican found any alien life. I don't think that's what they were looking for, but they were taking very seriously the issue.
You know the history, just like we do. I mean, they've come a long way since Galileo 400 or 500 years ago. Well, what do you think it says about the Church that it's actually looking at this issue?
Well, a great question, Bill. What it says is that although there have been some inglorious moments of relationship of faith and science, the Vatican, and not just Catholics, Christians in general, they brought 30 of the best scientists, the astrobiologists, of the cosmologists, of the astronomers, to tell the philosophers and the theologians what they already know about the possibility of something that could happen. Now, what they're trying to do is get out of the story, get out ahead and say, what if we were to find life outside of this planet? What does that tell us about the doctrine of original sin, of Adam and Eve? And their point here is that we have to allow science to lead us in what is their field, without going into it with ideology saying, we know that God doesn't exist.
I think that's a great point. Now, you as a Roman Catholic priest, you're open to science, is what you're saying, correct?
Without a doubt. Not only open, not only open, Bill, but we have to respect science in its own field.
How would it change the Church's teaching then? Well, if you consider for a moment, if you determine that there is extraterrestrial life there.
Well, one thing would be fascinating would be not only extraterrestrial life, but if it were extraterrestrial intelligent life forms. That would definitely make us go back and say, maybe our understanding of perennial truths needs to be updated. Now, the way we look at it is this. It's not about whether or not God was the creator, but rather how he created. It's not a question of whether original sin, this Adam and Eve story, is true or not, but our understanding of how that played out. So it's growing in our understanding of perennial truth.
I think that's an interesting explanation there. And I think also if it were determined, Father, that would be an earthquake, would it not?
It would be, and especially if the Vatican were involved in accepting that. I think we have to make sure that science is not in some way ideologically driven. We have to make sure that faith and religion is not ideologically driven. Faith and reason, they go together.
Well, you represent the Church very well in this segment here. Now, I know they've had the conference. When they determine something, if they do, come on back, okay? Father Jonathan Morris.
If I see anything, I'll tell you.
Done.
Thank you.